there's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Welcome to my travel podcast, Life's a Beach. Every week I invite a special guest to take us on a journey together to their favourite holiday destinations and to reveal their top travel tips and tales. This week on Alan Air, I mix two of my favourite things, travel and interiors, as I welcome on board designer Pearl Lowe, whose latest book, Faded Glamour by the Sea, takes us on a journey to the gorgeous coastline in the UK. This is the final boarding call for Pearl Lowe. Pearl Lowe, this is the final boarding call. This is the final boarding call for Pearl Lowe. Pearl Lowe, can you please come to the gate? Thank you. And look who we've got on board. It's Pearl Lowe. How are you, Pearl?
I'm brilliant, thanks. How are you?
Great, thanks for flying Alan Air. Oh. Now, what kind of a traveller are you? Do you go away to relax? Do you go away to party? What do you do?
Well, I don't really like travelling.
What the hell are you doing on this podcast?
No, I do. I'm not great with airports and aeroplanes and things like that. I mean, I'm kind of like a real homebody, so I'm really bad. I mean, the kids, and I get all the things wrong. So basically,
get all the things wrong. What do you mean?
Well, like, because I turn up at the airport 5 hours early. I get the flight times wrong and the kids all stare at me and get really angry at me, or like I'll miss our flight, or I've done so many bad things like that. So I'm not a great traveller, to be honest.
Yeah.
And also I'm just a bit of a moaner. I just kind of, I complain a lot. Like, yeah. Just like,
are you not a people person?
No, it's not. It's all crowded, isn't it? It's so crowded.
Yeah,
and
you're
like the queues. I hate queuing. I'm so impatient. And
they say speedy boarding, and it ain't speedy boarding,
no,
is it?
Not.
It's just loitering around a doorway, really. And then I hate it when you get on that crappy little bus thing that takes you. That's the worst thing. That's purgatory.
And everyone's like cramped up against you, and it's just really horrible. Yeah. And I try and sit down, and then I feel really bad when there's somebody, older than me, and they, I'm sat there. No, but it's really bad. I just find it, I don't know. I'm better in England.
Yeah.
I'm very white, pale skin, so I get very burnt, and I get rashes and things like that. I'm just honestly a proper Brit, And the kids always, they're always moaning or fighting or not talking. And it's quite a challenge going away, I feel.
Yeah. well, now, listen, because we've got to talk about this Faded Glamour by the Sea. It's such a gorgeous book.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, you must travel. Obviously, you've got to travel for your work because some of the photos in here and these houses you've worked on are just absolutely stunning. So where do you find this stuff? Because where do you get your signature look from? It feels like you must do a lot of digging. Antique fairs, is that right?
Yeah. Antique fairs online. I've got antique dealers all over the world and, I sort of like email them. Well, now it's WhatsApp. You WhatsApp them, say what you want. They send all the pictures, then you get it shipped. It's, a bit like that, really. And I'm just such a hoarder. I mean, I've been collecting these things since I was about 15. So I still got stuff in my house. Honestly, the kids are just like, Mom, it's all moth-eaten. Just get it out. it's just like, our house looks like a shop. So it was really brilliant when I kind of found this other place, because suddenly, our house was like cleared of all these things and everything went down to the beach and everyone was really happy for a minute until I bought loads of other stuff and filled both houses.
Oh, God. Do you reckon you are a hoarder?
I am.
Do you reckon you are?
I am. I mean, I'm not like, not like one of those shows, those, oh my God.
Oh, no. You're not just bags of rubbish. I mean, it's not like, crisp packets and Coke cans. I mean, yeah, proper, because this is gorgeous, the stuff you hoard. At least you hoard gorgeous stuff.
I do, but like, I've
Because you want to be like a Channel 5 documentary, you know, the woman who lived with 72 cats, you know, like that, you know. You
don't the bin liners and you can't get through the door. You have to, I mean, honestly, I watched that and I was like, I had a panic attack when I was watching that programme when people couldn't get through the door and there was like just bin liners and they were, I mean, God, it was crazy. But no, I'm not that bad, but I am quite bad. I mean, Danny will stand there. He's a minimalist. Can you believe that? Like, and he just, what? And he gets really angry with me all the time. And he's always like, this is shit. This is, he doesn't understand that it's beautiful shit.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of stuff that you know, that I've collected and I've loved. And he'll say, look, just throw this away, Pearl. It's got holes in it. And I just say, I know, but I think one of the kids might like that for their flat one day, you know, or, you know, or that I might give that to someone for a present, you know, or whatever. But it's really hard to let go of that kind of stuff because you know you're never going to find it again.
No, they're the unique pieces, aren't they?
Of them. Yeah. I mean, I love the stuff in the 20s. And you see, the thing about Danny, he likes things that work. I mean, honestly, it's amazing we've stayed together for 27 years because he loves things that are just perfect and kind of shiny and you know I like things where the knobs have come off or you know and there's like you know the key's broken or the you know there's a bit there's all the paint's chipped off it you know that sort of thing.
Because in the book, you've got photos of your home that you did up in East Sussex, am I right?
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, right. Because you do love England. And the last time I met you was in Somerset and you told me about Frome.
Yes.
And that was in Catherine Hill.
Yeah, did you go?
Yes. Oh, and you got such great taste. You're like, and we loved it. And all the cute little shops there. But this book kind of a love letter to Sussex, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
It's got a very English feel to it.
Because we were supposed to buy in Cornwall and that's where all our friends are and we were just going to get a little place. It was 3 hours away, but we lost the house that we just couldn't afford it in the end. And so we had the money sitting in the bank. So I just was like, okay, where's 3 hours away? You know, and I sort of, actually it was perfect because a couple of my kids, obviously Daisy and my son Alfie, both live in London. So actually Cornwall would have been 6 hour drive or train ride for them. But this is only an hour away on the train. So it's brilliant. So we've had it for a year now and they've been coming down regularly and it's really lovely little hub and you know, for us all to be together. And also the antique shops down there are like nothing I've ever seen before. Mm. There's so many. So I was able to furnish the place with lots of things from there.
And I was down there recently performing in Bexhill. There was something about that countryside as you drive down East Sussex. You can see why Virginia Woolf and, you know, the Bloomsbury set went down there because the light is just something else. It's almost like a Californian feel.
No, it's incredible. I feel about it. And Charleston House. I just want to be there. I want to live there.
And it's all painted, isn't it? And you feel, when you go to Charleston, you feel like they're going to walk through the door any minute.
Yeah.
It's so surreal because it is untouched, isn't it?
I know. And funny enough, we were just talking about Helena Christensen and her taste really reminds, it's almost like that. It's that sort of effortless, cool, like, you know, she puts all her sort of paintings, you know, of nudes and, you know, it's just incredible the way she decorates. And it's very similar to Charleston House.
How did you get your friend, were they quite easy to say, oh, can I take photos of your house? Did anyone sort of say, oh, no?
Yeah, a couple of people said no. A couple of people said no. And I was a little bit, oh, okay. But everyone else said yes. I mean, literally.
Look at Helena Christensen's house in Denmark.
Well, see, I've started following Helena. I met Helena like 20 years ago and we sort of used to hang out a little bit. And I just thought, and, you know, she was so stunningly beautiful. But and she's really funny as well.
She could turn me.
Yeah.
She could. Honestly, she could. In that Wicked game. Oh, with Chris Isaac, the black and white on the beach. Woof. I mean, that's weird for me, isn't it? But I was like, whoa.
Wow, I know.
Wow, doing, honker, honker.
When you meet her, she's so tall and Amazonian and so beautiful and so funny as well. So I was like, so we kind of kept in touch over the years. And then I started following her on Instagram. And then I started going, oh my God, her interiors. Not only is she funny, beautiful, but her interiors are unbelievable.
She'd make a lovely Mrs. Carr.
Yes. She would. But anyway, so when she agreed, I mean, I just sort of sent her an email saying, could you be in my book? She goes, I'd be honoured. I was like, oh my God. So yeah. So unfortunately, because we had to shoot it in COVID and because she is a photographer, we said, can you just send... So we didn't actually get to go there, which is a bit of a shame. But her pictures were beautiful anyway. So we got her in the book and we got to go to the Libertines Hotel, which, you know...
Oh, is that Margate?
Oh my God, it's so good. It's so tasteful. It's incredible.
I mean, sound surprised.
No. I'm not. Again. I'm not. No. I'm not like dissing them or anything because they're great. I've known Carl and Pete for years, but it's just they've got really good taste. You know, their sort of interiors are very sort of dark and moody. But they apparently Pete had given this decorator like a picture of a sort of, you know, an old fashioned lady and said, can you know, make it into wallpaper? And that's what they did. So one of the rooms is just literally his design, which is great. But it's really worth it because it's right on the beach. It's fantastic. It's a really good place to go.
That's a place that's up and coming, isn't it, Margate? I did some filming down there and like with the Tracy Emin and the Turner Gallery and everything. You can see it's really, it's got such an energy to it. There's so many people moving there, aren't there?
So many. And there's some great shops and, you know, but and then Gizzy, my friend Gizzy Erskine, who's the chef, she's opened a restaurant there called Love Cafe. So I think it is definitely one of those ones that's really going to go, you know, on the up.
Hi, madam. Can I take your rubbish? You want to keep it? Weirdo.
Now, I know you said you don't like travel, but where did you go? Where did you go as a kid on your holidays?
I used to go... My dad was a proper East End boy, made good, you know, sort of... And he would make us go every single year to Mallorca, okay? Every single year to the same hotel, me and my brothers and, you know, my mum and dad and other families. And he... It was just so funny because that is all I remember about growing up. And because I'm so white, I would just get burnt and I would just be in pain. That's what I remember. Because I would get all the baby oil out. Because in those days, you just...
didn't know about... Yeah, you'd be there with chip fat. People didn't know, did you? Not like now, if you've got your factor 50 on, you just lay down, didn't you?
You lay down, you got burnt. Then you had to have a T-shirt for the next couple of days when you went swimming.
Yeah.
And then it would just turn white again because I never used to go brown. I used to just go white. Dear. And my dad was literally, he was exactly like Ray Winston in Sexy Beast. He had a big belly and he would just lie there for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And then we'd go home. Oh.
Wow. And did you have any holiday romances?
I did, but not till later.
Okay.
So like later on when I was about 14 or 15, I met an American boy that I fell in love with, and we became pen pals.
Pen pals.
Yeah.
Oh,
we wrote, because we didn't have phones then, did we? So funny. When I tell my kids, they're like, really? They can't believe that we didn't have iPhones or anything. They're like, what, you had to write letters? I was like, yeah, or faxes.
Yeah, and it was nice getting a letter in the post, wasn't it? I love getting, you don't get, all I get is bills now. Be nice to get a letter, wouldn't it? A nice
I love a letter. I'm so old-fashioned.
Rear gunner Commander Carr here. Flying over the channel will soon be leaving Blighty. So don't do up your seatbelts as they haven't been invented yet. And enjoy a mug of Bombrum and a slice of Spam. What? Tally-ho and roger that.
So tell us about your most decadent holiday. Where have you stayed somewhere that's really blown your mind? I mean, we've had all stuff on here. We've had, I think, Nick Grimshaw stayed in the Maldives and they made the sand out of marble.
Oh my God.
So, I mean, and we're talking butler service and all that. So, I mean, what's been the most place you've blown yourself away?
I think I got asked, because I don't go to very exotic places, because like I said, I don't really
you're just going to get burnt, aren't you, love?
I'm going to get burnt and I'm going to have to sit on an aeroplane for loads. I get so bored on aeroplanes. But anyway, we went to Turks and Caicos. I was asked to write a piece for a magazine and my husband Danny, he's in the band Supergrass and they were touring. Yeah. So I took my youngest daughter Betty, who was about 12 at the time, and I said, come on, we're going to go to Turks and Caicos and we're going to stay at the Amman Hotel. Oh. And she was like, she didn't know any better. She was like, oh, okay. We get there and it was just pure luxury. I mean, we were, you know, I don't know if anyone's ever been, but it was just these glass boxes. Your room is in a glass box and you have like a kind of, not a butler, but like a someone who's just looking after you the whole time you're there. So they're in a cart and anytime you want to go somewhere, they drive you in this sort of golf cart. Yeah. And the beach is like Robinson Crusoe. I mean, it's literally like white sand, turquoise.
Oh, nice.
There's, you can go on any of the boats or anything like that. And it was Valentine's, which was a bit weird because it was just Betty and I, and everyone else was couples and like kissing and everything. And it was just her and I, you know, her and her phone and me just going, God, this is just something very
slowly
wrong about
burning.
This situation.
Slowly burning.
No, No. There's nothing wrong. You know, it was nothing like that. But no, I'm very careful now.
Yeah,
50.
Yeah, 50.
You've on got, me all the time, yeah. I've learnt my lesson now that I'm in my 50s. Finally learnt my lesson. But anyway, no, but she was, it was just a bit of a, you know, I had a lovely time with her, but it was just a bit of a shame that it was her and I.
Yeah, on Valentine's. Yeah, well, I get your drift. Like, I get what you're saying, love.
Hello, madam. Oh, you are a beautiful English rose. Let me give you some factor 50. There you go. Oh, no, I've opened the wrong drawer. That's mayonnaise. Wait there, I'll come and wipe it off. Oh, it smells.
With this book, Faded Glamour by the Sea,
yeah.
Where's the best place if you want to get these kind of looks? Give us a little secret. Where's the best? Is it France? Is it...
Yeah, of course.
Or you know, Italy? Where would you go to get these kind of...
Well, the thing is, if you do have a van,
yeah.
You know, it is best to go to France. You know,
do you
to
have
go
a van?
No.
All right.
No, I can't even drive shift. I've like never, you know, gear, whatever we call it. Shift. Well, that's what they call it.
Yeah.
But anyway, no, I can't. I mean, I can't even. I've only ever learned on automatic because I had a really nightmare test when I was little. Because I was only just 17, and I did my driving test and. I got pulled over for the safety of London Transport and banned. And. Because I was so desperate to drive.
So what, was you driving erratically?
Well, I think I cut someone up and I just, and the thing is, I was really shit. And so I got pulled over and then the guy got out the car and he said, you wait here and I'm going to get somebody to come and pick you up. Because obviously you can't, it was in my own car.
Yeah.
And so, but I drove off without anyone in the front and I got banned. And then, and then my mum was like, look, you just forget about driving. Just forget about it. And I said, no, I've got to drive. So I just passed in automatic.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's quite hard when you go on holiday because you can't really drive a lot of the cars and things like that.
I can't
get a van.
Yeah, and I don't feel you should be able to drive because you're on the other side of the road. But I get the impression you do that in England.
I'm the worst driver. Honestly, everyone's so scared getting in my car. It's terrible. Anyway, yeah, go to France and Italy. Or even in England, there's some fantastic... There's always Kempton in London, but there's, you know, but there's also Shepton Mallet Flea, which is in where I am in Somerset, but there's Ardingly, which is in, you know, I think in Sussex. And, you know, there's so many fantastic antique stores everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, you just have to sort of... Every time I ever go... Because we do spend a lot of our time in England, so whenever we're staying somewhere, Danny's like, here she goes again. She's looking to see where the local antique centre is. And that's exactly where I head for. It's like, you know, I love it.
Yeah.
I just find some fantastic things and they're just, and then I think, well, that reminds me of Cornwall. And that reminds me, you know, it's quite nice.
I think it's lovely. I think it's wonderful.
Here on Allen Air, we pride ourselves on our very high-tech, state-of-the-art Boeing 747s. We do not fly vintage planes from the 1920s. I don't care if you do want to go out and dance on the wing. Can you please get back to your seat?
Obviously, you're married to a celebrity, but have you ever gone on holiday with a celebrity? Or have you gone on holiday and gone, oh, my God, they're so-and-so?
My husband's best friend is Reese Ifans, you know, the Welsh actor.
I bumped into him in Berlin once.
No, did you?
Yeah.
Because he was doing that show, wasn't he?
Yeah. He's lovely.
Well, he's brilliant and he's a real laugh. And he says he's our other child. He's our fifth child. And he comes away with us all the time. And we've had some very, very funny stories. But I think the funniest one was we went to LA. Reese was doing a film and Danny was playing with Supergrass. So we've had a lot of those, you know, where we go on... I go with Supergrass and then we stay somewhere for, you know, a couple of weeks, whatever. And this particular time, my son, I've got four kids, but my eldest boy was a bit of a rotten. He was a bit wrong. Sounds so awful. I mean, we used to stop getting invited out because people would be like, he's a monster. But he's actually really lovely now, which is quite mad. But he was, anyway, he used to have really, really long hair. He said he wanted to tuck it into his socks. We could never, ever cut his hair. Anyway, one day we were at this hotel in LA. He was in the pool and Reese comes running over and says to Danny, oh my God, Debbie, Harry is sitting there. So I was just like, what? And he's going, Debbie Harry, and I went, oh my God. And then Alfie's in the pool and he goes, who's Debbie Henry?
Oh no.
Who's Debbie Henry? And we were going, shh, shush,
oh, no,
like that.
No, no.
And she looked up and she went, I am.
What a great story.
And we were like, ah! you know, all of us just like, you know, yeah. She's there. She was so cool, like just with her book and yeah. all her roadies were in the pool and everything. Mm. And we were just like, we were so embarrassed. And then she literally, well, anyway, we ended up chatting with her. And then she bloody found me a babysitter that night. Because I said to her, I can't find a babysitter. And she said she was going to come to the gig and blah, blah, blah. She didn't come. But, I mean, what a legend. I mean, she literally found us a babysitter. And I went out and I went to the gig. And I was like, Debbie Harry found me this babysitter. It's so
that
cool.
That is amazing. Yeah. What an amazing story.
I know, I know. So that was one of my really fun ones. But we've had some pretty yeah. mental times with, you know, away.
Do you like LA, or do you find it too new, as it were?
Yeah, I mean, I went a couple of years ago because my first book came out, Faded Glamour, I launched it in America because Rachel Ashwell, who's, you know, she founded Shabby Sheep. I was going to say Shaggy Sheep.
Shagging Sheep. She sounds like a wrong'un.
Rachel Ashwell founded Shabby Chic. I mean, she came up with that name and, you know, 40 years ago now, but... her store is in Santa Monica, and she said, look, would you come over, launch it, do a signing? She art directed the book. So I was like, yeah, of course. And we stayed downtown. And what I didn't realize was if you stay downtown, it takes hours in the traffic to get yeah. to Santa, anywhere, like Malibu, whatever. It's a nightmare. I mean, I feel like it's changed because I used to go a lot with Danny's band. And when I was younger, I mean, it's quite weird. I went and stayed with Emily Lloyd, the actress, when she was doing a film with Faye Dunaway. And she was like one of my mates when I was young.
Yeah.
And so we stayed, and that we were staying at the Chateau Marmont, and we had such a laugh, and it wasn't yeah. like that then.
No.
It's changed yeah, quite yeah. a lot.
That's the thing with LA, isn't it? To get to Malibu, it's 45, 50 minutes, and you're stuck. Even if you are in a good mood, by the time you get in the car,
yeah.
and you're stuck in that traffic.
I know, and there's no tube or train or...
No.
I mean, you literally,
if you
that's
walk,
the only way.
People think you're homeless if you walk in LA.
Well, you're not allowed, are you? I mean, are you allowed to... I don't know this.
You're allowed to walk. They can't ban walking.
I thought you're not allowed.
What
to
are
walk.
You in prison for? Walking.
No, I didn't mean walking. But
no, jaywalking. That's when you walk
yeah.
across the
yeah, that's
road.
What I mean. That's
yes,
what I mean.
Know what you mean.
I know that's
yeah.
what I meant. But no. But it's. But I do. I gotta say, I didn't enjoy myself. Very much.
Okay.
I mean, it's funny because Daisy's dad lives there and, you know, she went to stay with him recently and she said it was lovely and she was even thinking about moving there. And I was
Ooh.
Like, really? I was like, would you really be able to live there? I was like, I love England, you see. I'm just
know,
a real homebody.
I can tell, yeah.
Yeah, you can tell.
No, I can. No, I mean, you can see when you read the book, you just it's like a love letter to England, isn't it?
I know. I just thought, I mean, that's partly why I bought a house by the sea, because I just thought when I go away, I like to be surrounded by beautiful interiors. And, you know, and Danny said to me the other day, he said, the thing is, Pearl, you're never going to find beautiful interiors that you're inspired with, you know, because, or inspired by, rather. Yeah. He said, you know, whenever we go away, you just complain because you don't like the way people do their places up.
Yeah.
So if you rent a villa, you're like, oh, you know, quite like the pool. But, you know, I know that sounds terrible and it sounds really snobby, but it's not snobby. It's just I like to be inspired.
Yeah.
You know, and so in a way, now I've got the perfect scenario because now I don't have to go to anyone else's houses. I can just go to my own
yeah.
and sit in it and just go, oh, this is nice, or I have to change that. Or, you know what I mean? It's just yeah. kind of, so I feel like, you know, I don't need to go away, or apart from the weather. The weather's pretty shit here,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. That's the only problem with England is that you don't really... it's a real fluke, isn't it? Last year was rubbish.
Well, I mean, the weather... What's I know it's global warming and stuff, but it was four seasons in one day. The other day when it snowed, and then I went out because it was sunny with my sunglasses on. I looked like a diva because it started snowing. I was like, oh, Alan, get over yourself. I said, 2 minutes ago, it was like 30 degrees.
I know.
You can't win.
It's so true. It's gone a bit mental.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And we had that one, like, complete fluke summer where it started in when
well,
we were in
lockdown.
Lockdown,
we had lockdowns. Yeah,
yeah,
sunshine,
and everyone
yeah.
got really, like, overexcited and started booking, like, loads of holidays for the next year,
yeah,
you know,
and
to
then
stay
here. We
here.
Are, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, maybe it will warm up, but you know, that's the only thing. I mean, it was so lovely having this place by the sea, but I think I went two or three times on the beach last yeah. year because it was so cold.
Have you ever had a bad experience on holiday?
Yeah, a few years ago, I thought it'd be a really good idea to go to India with the children, all of us, all six of us, and Danny. And I hadn't really done any research because it was Christmas and I was really busy and we did it really last minute. So I booked, I thought we'll go have a lovely relaxing time and you know, sort of get some nice sun and everything. And I booked Mumbai and Goa, okay, but the north of Goa, not just like lovely, quiet south. So we go to Mumbai. I land. I'm like, oh, it's very busy here, isn't it? It's like really loud. I mean, it was just like the loudest place I've ever been. And anyway, to cut a long story short, I was quite miserable. And so were the kids. And it was just crazy. We were miles away from anything. I thought I could at least go shopping. Well, shopping was 2 hours in a taxi. And then we couldn't get home. Anyway, I thought, oh, brilliant, I'm going to go to Goa. At least they've got sun. It's not grey skies, not really polluted. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
We go to Goa. Day one, we get there. There's like beach parties, raves everywhere. So loud, I couldn't sleep. There was just like no way I was sleeping. I mean, it was just crazy. Oh. And on the second day, kids picked up a really nasty bug. Like, really bad.
Yeah, coming out both ends.
Okay. And they were just like coming into our room, throwing up. And you, because there's four of them. So they couldn't, you know, one was in the sink, one was in the toilet. And this went on for a few days. And then I got it. And then we ended up staying in this like really like posh kind of hotel. And Danny's shouting at us all, going, you're all pathetic. You know, he was the only one who didn't have it. He's going, you're all pathetic. Look at you all. Like, blah, 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 blah. Like, I'm so hard. Look at me. And he tried to make us eat. And we're all like running to the toilet. Everything. Anyway. Then it was New Year's Eve and Daisy and I had this huge argument. We weren't talking because she didn't want to celebrate it. And I was going, it's New Year's Eve, for God's sake. Anyway, Danny ends up saying like, oh, my God, I don't feel very well. And then he just literally, I've never seen, threw up all over the dance floor. And
that'll teach him.
That would teach him. And he was so ill. And then we just went home. And then I swear to God, I never, ever, ever want to go to India ever again.
No. And on New Year's Eve as well, when you're meant to be and sick on the dance floor. Oh dear, no one wants that on New Year's Eve.
I said to Daisy, what was your worst holiday? She went, India. Absolutely India.
Because once you get that Delhi belly, it's not very good, is it?
And then I've got, you know, responsible for five other people.
Yeah, because you work so hard well and then you time off and then you're like... Oh, dear.
Oh, no. So I just, that's why I just stay here. But we are going to Paxos. I don't mind going there because I know it.
Yeah.
But the kids are like, Mom, we've been there like 10 times.
You know what you like, love. You know what you like.
They just keep going, so boring. I'm like, yeah, I know. But at least you know I'm not going to cry.
Thing with Greek, though, when you go to Greece, you go, oh, I'm going to have a Greek salad when I get home.
Yeah.
But over here, it's just crap. And over there, the tomatoes are so juicy. The feta cheese is gorgeous. I'm like, ugh.
It's disgusting.
I know. I'll never have them over here.
But... I know. It's like a bit like when you try and have tea in LA. Yeah. Even if you take your own tea bags, it doesn't taste the same.
Oh, I know. And then they won't have milk in it. They give you a bit of lemon.
Ugh.
Thank you, Polo. Please take your seats. Make sure your tray tables are up and your knickers are down. Crew to manual, cross-check, please. We're about to land in Paxos. Again.
Right, well, we're just about to land now, but before we do, I'm just going to ask you some quick-fire questions, OK?
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
Mozzie guard or no thanks, I'm hard?
Well, I don't, but the kids always give it to me because they're like, Mum, you, because I'm allergic to them. So I get really massive, like, you know, they swell up.
What's your arm like? Like bubble wrap?
Yeah, I look ridiculous. And if I get stung by a wasp or anything, everything goes massive, you know. I look like Shrek, you know.
Oh, my.
Yeah, so I always, I mean, I'm rubbish. I never bring anything, but the kids would be like, put this on, Mum. I'm like, oh, it smells. But anyway, it's fine. I do put it on.
Full English breakfast or full moon party?
Full moon party, because I don't eat meat.
Oh, you can't have a full English then, no.
But I love parties.
How long have you been a veggie for?
Well, I was on and off since I was 17. I only ate meat when I was pregnant with the kids because I'm anemic. I've got so much wrong with me, haven't I? I'm a nightmare.
I didn't want to bring it up, but yeah, it just seemed like... Yeah.
I'm a... You can imagine, anemic. Poor Danny, he's a saint. He's a medal.
New York or LA?
New York.
beach or pool? Oh, God, neither.
Oh, actually, pool. I swim every day. I love swimming. I just love it. It's my only exercise.
St. Lucia or St. Ives?
Oh, I've been to St. Lucia. It's pretty amazing. I might have to say St. Lucia, sorry.
That's all right. Don't worry. We appreciate the honesty. And nudist or not on your Nelly? Do you have a skinny dip?
Not on your Nelly. I wouldn't get my blooming fat, wrinkly body out.
Well, on that note, we're about to land. Thank you for flying, Alan Air.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Pearl. That was wonderful. And don't forget to join us next week when we have another fabulous passenger on board. And don't you ever forget, life's a beach.